Iran deal on a knife's edge as Tehran circulates competing texts. The Trump administration's proposed interim agreement with Iran hung in uncertainty Sunday, with Trump publicly suggesting the deal could be signed as early as the day itself, while Iranian officials were reportedly circulating at least three different versions of the proposed text, with significant disagreements on frozen assets, reconstruction funding, and implementation timelines. Israeli opposition was immediate and unsparing. Opposition leader Yair Lapid described the potential agreement as a total failure, with specific criticisms that the deal fails to address Iran's missile capabilities, proxy networks, or any pathway toward regime change, a fundamental disconnect between American diplomatic priorities and Israeli security concerns. Military developments further complicated the picture. Reports emerged that IRGC Chief Vahidi personally ordered Iran's recent missile strike on Israel, suggesting the current Iranian leadership remains committed to regional destabilization even as it negotiates with Washington. Separately, Iran was reported to be mining nuclear tunnels as the signing deadline approached, a move that could be interpreted either as defensive preparation or as a signal of readiness to escalate if talks collapse. Defense Secretary Hegseth warned that Iran would face war if it breaks any memorandum of understanding, claiming the U.S. holds absolute leverage and is already taking action to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Iran and Oman were simultaneously preparing a joint statement on Strait of Hormuz management, suggesting Tehran is building alternative diplomatic frameworks. On Capitol Hill, Senator Lankford called for any agreement to receive a congressional vote, echoing the very criticism Trump once leveled at the Obama-era nuclear deal and signaling potential Republican resistance, even within the president's own party. Adding to the fragmented diplomatic landscape, Lebanon filed UN complaints over Israeli herbicide spraying and soldier deaths, keeping the Israel-Lebanon border volatile, while Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov visited Belarus to discuss nuclear weapons deployment as a shield against NATO. A development with direct bearing on any broader geopolitical realignment a U.S.-Iran agreement might trigger.